Thank you, Prophet Cantrell and Pastor Cantrell. I just want to thank you all, first of all, for this opportunity to speak once again. And first, I'll give all the honor and all the praise to my Heavenly Father, who is worthy to be praised. I could just start off by talking about that song we just played, Rain on Us, and we can see you high and lifted up, Lord, your glory, my God. But tonight, I'm going to start with, I was kind of going back and forth. I said, Lord, what do you want me to say? And I'm just going to let him speak tonight and what he wants to come forth. So pray with me and pray for me, because I'm definitely been wrestling. This was a lesson for me as well. And the first scripture that I want to go to is Proverbs 3:6. And all of my scriptures are being read out of the NIV version. It says, seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your paths. And if I wanted to pick something as a topic, I always come up with this. I see something, I say, oh, that sounds good. So I'm going to say TGIF. Now, when the world hear TGIF, that's because thank God it's Friday. And that's such a popular little synonym that we use, because people who still work every day, we look forward to Fridays. But we're not talking about TGIF, thank God it's Friday. We're talking about today, God is first. Today, God is first. And so, And let me just straighten it out what God I'm talking about, because people got plenty of G-O-D, little G-O-D, but I'm talking about the risen Savior, Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, my Savior, my Redeemer, my Messiah. That's who I'm talking about. The King of Glory, Jehovah God, Yahshua, whatever you call it. That's who we're talking about tonight. So tonight, yeah, today, God is first is the topic, TGIF. And it was a song that the Canton Spirits used to sing about put God first. If you put God first, he won't let you fall. If you've been having problems that you can't seem to solve, my God has the answer, and he can solve them all. If you need to straighten your life out, then you need to know to put God first in your life, because he's the only one that can straighten it out. And what does that look like when I say put God first? Well, just think about, what is your priority? What is the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning? Is it, oh God, it's time to get up again? Or do you thank him for allowing you to wake up in your right mind, for you to have a healthy body to be able to get up out the bed by yourself? Yeah, what do you come with thanksgiving and gratefulness to him that didn't nobody break into your home overnight and vandalize your home or try to hurt you or your family members? Now, I'm going to confess tonight, like I said, this lesson was for me too, because I used to be, I would jump up running, trying to make it to a job on time, because yeah, that's what pays your bills. So yeah, sometimes we do put careers and all that type of stuff before God. But today in 2024, I confess that God is my first place now. So yeah, that's what I do. My time is spent looking at some scriptures when I first wake up, thanking the Lord, praising him, worshiping him. That's what is first place in my life today. Now, it ain't always been that way. Now, let me say, definitely say that it's a process of renewing your mind, because it don't happen overnight. It's a just like Romans 12, too, we got to renew our mind on kingdom type things, because we traditionally have been taught so wrong. And but it's not necessarily that it's our, nobody's fault. It's just when God say, when you realize that you need to do something different for his glory, that's what you start implementing to your life. And so I just want to say, and it's just not in the morning. We supposed to recognize him throughout the day, all day. The words say we're supposed to pray continually, that it never ceases, that we always need to be recognizing who he is in our lives. And because he is worthy to be praised. And I've realized that when I do start my day off with recognizing him, worshiping him, it gives me a sense of peace throughout the day that whatever comes, I can handle it because I know he's with me, because I've already acknowledged him and invited him into my day. So, yes, that's the first thing that we should do is recognize and invite God into your day, that because trouble is going to come. You know, the word tells us anybody born of a woman is going to have many days of trouble. So, yeah, trouble. And we see it every day. It's all around us. Everywhere we look, it's trouble. That's why we got to start our day off. Me and Pentecost always say, take authority over our day. And we set the atmosphere that it's a blessed day regardless, because the Lord is with us, because he say he'll never leave us nor forsake us. So, yeah, you need to wake up. But, you know, a lot of times we as Christians, we put material things as our priority. Well, grabbing our cell phone, see who posted something on social media last night. Did they like what I posted, you know, yesterday? Check it. Look, another one. Check the bank account. Make sure it ain't been hacked. Me, one that I love, where's my coffee cup? Because I need to get some coffee before I can get started. Yeah, all those kind of things used to be priority. But now, you know, like I said, I'm realizing that all that material stuff, no, it's not it. We got to put Jehovah God first in everything that we do. Because he's worthy, he's our Messiah, he's the one that woke you up. It wasn't their alarm clock, it was him that woke you up. There's plenty of people that hear alarm clock, but they don't even move. And this plan, it works for everybody differently. You know, this is my plan, because I'm a single woman, but I know the Bible tell married people to care about the things of the world. That means caring about what your husband, your wife may need sometime. Now, I'm not saying that you're still not supposed to recognize God, but a married person versus a single one, we the single one supposed to care about the things of the Lord. But married people have another responsibility toward their spouse. And that's why you got to have a spouse that love the Lord like you do, that y'all go in together in the morning when you first wake up and at night before you go to bed. Yeah, that's why he said don't marry unequally yoked. So, yeah, you got to have a spouse that love the Lord and won't be jealous of your relationship with the Lord, because that is definitely a lot of marriages when it's unequally yoked. One is worshiping the Lord and trying to seek the Lord, and the other one sitting back grumbling and looking at you like, when you going to be finished? And being called all kind of holy rollers and all of that. But hey, you better marry somebody who loves the Lord like you do. And then I was looking at Matthew 15:7. Jesus said, you hypocrites. Isaiah was prophesied. He prophesied about this in Isaiah 29:13. He said, oh, so the Lord says, these people say they are mine. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away. Isaiah prophesied that back in Isaiah 29:13. And then Jesus came back again in Matthew 15:8 and said the same thing. These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. That a lot of people are confessing that God is first in their lives, just out of their mouths, but their lifestyle does not line up with it. You know, no. And Jesus said, he was talking if you read up in 15:1, he was talking to Pharisees, were trying to interview Jesus about your disciples are disobeying the old age tradition. They were law keepers. So yeah, they mouth said one thing, but they really didn't have a heart for God, because they were worried about people with all these old traditions and stuff. They did not place God as first place, how to love people. They were more concerned about the Pharisees were talking about the disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate. You know, that all that old, well, look, I do wash my hands before I eat. That's very important. But I'm just saying that's not the most important thing. The words say what defiles you is what come out of you, not what's, you know, from the inside out, not from the outside in. So, yeah, we have to, you know, be people who with our mouth, we say we love the Lord and let it exemplify in our everyday life. What do you put as your priority? You know, what is first in your life? Do you take more priority over making sure that your car is clean, but it won't give nobody a ride? You know, you got the nice fancy home, but you won't invite nobody into them. So what really is priority in our lives? We love these material things more than we do God's people. And Jesus said that these Pharisees were stiff-necked, law-keeping Christians. And we had the same thing in church today. And, you know, they got a lot of old tradition. A woman should not be a preacher. A woman should not be able to minister. Really? Okay, wear pants in the church. Not supposed to wear makeup. Really? Jewelry. But that don't make you be holy because you get on a long white dress and no makeup. That's not what holiness is about. It's what's in the heart. That's what God looks at, the heart of a man. He don't look at all the outer stuff that we try to dress up and make it look good and sound good. But no, God is supposed to be first place, and it should show in what your schedule, what your lifestyle is set up on. You know, do we just wait the Wednesday and third Sundays to listen to the word, or do we look at it daily, pray daily, read the scriptures daily, or do we just wait to see what the man or woman of God on Wednesday or Sunday has to say? No, you're not putting God first. You're just waiting for those 2 days out the week. No, so we are supposed to put God first place in your home, and he's supposed to be you know, the first thing that we acknowledge every day, that it's him that allows to have a place to sleep. It's him that allows to have jobs to make money. It's him that give us these cars. Everything is about him. It's not about you and what you and your ability. You so smart, you went to school and got all these degrees. No. If it was not for the Lord, where would we be? I don't even want to think about it because I need him. And another scripture I read was one that's very familiar, Matthew 6 and 33. And I'm sure everybody familiar with that one. And he gives you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the King of God your primary concern. Seek first the kingdom of God. What does it mean to seek? And I looked up the meaning of seek, and it means to study, to investigate, to find out. And what does first mean? First means before, most important, or in the beginning. Yeah, that's starting your day off, the beginning. And it said the creator always precedes the creation. So God is the creator. And we were his creation. He always precedes us. So yeah, we are supposed to acknowledge the creator. And I thought that was so powerful. The creator always precedes the creation. He's the one who is the beginning, but also the end. He said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. That's what Revelations 22 and 13 says. What is important in your life? What do you value? What do you put first in your life? Now, I will have to say that everybody who know me know that exercising is important to me now. And I'm going to be at a gym or walking somewhere at least a minimum 3 or 4 times a week. I am. But I don't put it before God. I don't give credit that I'm able to still exercise at 61. I don't give the credit to, oh, I'm going to the gym. That's why I'm able to do it. No, I give all the credit and the honor to Jehovah God, because I know plenty of people who exercise, but they sick, not healthy. So no, it ain't that I reverence the exercise. It's something that I know is important to my body, but it's something that I do put as one of my priorities, but it's not before God. And another thing that I'm kind of ashamed to even say, but I'm a lover of clothes, and I can look at clothes on this internet for a long time, but I do not put it before my God, though. It's just something I do enjoy doing. But it's not priority. I like to eat. Yeah, food is one of my priorities too, but I said, Lord, I have to repent a lot, but I do come sometime, maybe, you know, overdo it. But yeah. So yeah, but those are some of my priorities, but they do not come before God. I still recognize and know that he is the reason why I am who I am today. Nothing else gave me this opportunity but my Lord and Savior. And next scripture says, how can the kingdom of God be defined when we say seek the kingdom? What is that? If we break this word down, the kingdom of God, the domain of the king, what belongs to a king. And Jesus is the king. And his kingdom is unlike any other kingdom. And we think what, you know, you really have to think in a spiritual realm to understand what he's talking about the kingdom of God. It's not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit is the kingdom of God. He's invited us to seek first his kingdom. And he's in and the one who represents the kingdom. He's invited us to seek his kingdom. And we are co-heirs. Once you accept what Jesus did for you, you are co-heir of this kingdom. You have a place at his table. And, you know, he's already laid everything out for us. We don't have to try to make it into the kingdom of God or to heaven. It's already been laid out. All you have to do is receive it. It's just like somebody buying you a gift. You don't turn around and say, can I pay you for it if it's a gift? No. Salvation, eternal life is a free gift that we was given by Jesus the Christ. All we have to do is acknowledge him and live this life for him, follow his commandments, that we, by our lifestyle, we'll bring more people into the kingdom. That's what he wants us to do for him, is to live the life where people recognize there's something different about us and they want to know what it is. And that's an opportunity for us to tell people about who, what he did for us, how he picked us up out of a miry clay full of sin, wasn't worthy to even stand in his presence. But because of what Jesus did to me and because of repentance, we're able to stand boldly in his presence today. And I thank him for using us, this ministry, Hidden Riches Ministry, to go out into the airways to witness to other people. We may not go out into the highways every day, but that's why Jesus said we would do greater things, because all this social media, this internet service, you can minister to a lot of people on a daily basis. It's no excuses. We can send it out that people going to get delivered, set free. And just to see a word every day from you, it makes a difference in their lives. I know Deacon Pentecost does that all the time. He sends out a word every day almost, and it's changing people's lives. It really is, because I have people to tell me about how they, you know, enjoy the scripture. You know, and one thing about it, though, you know, everybody has the same opportunity. They could do the same thing, but it's just, you know, everybody is kind of, I don't know, just get comfortable in a situation, I guess. And, oh, let me wait till somebody else send me the scripture instead of getting in the word for themselves. But it's going to come a time where the word say you need to study to show your own self approved. Because what if you can't get a hold to somebody when you need a word or need somebody to pray? You need to go, need to know how to go in God's presence for yourself. And I know we struggle with distractions every day of our life, you know, because we have human moments when we fall short. But we can't stay there. We cannot remain in that shape. We got to continue to seek the Lord, seek his guidance on everything. You know, most time when a disaster or something come in this world, oh, everybody's praying. The church houses are full. But time it goes back where they think everything's back to okay or normal, it drops back off. But we need to get a heart where we continually putting God first, because we are in the last days. We really are. We don't have very much time left here on this earth. So today I will say TGIF, and we need to make him the main focus. Our thoughts, our action. God is priority. You know, when we went through this pandemic, oh my God, it was such a unexpected situation. And people were, you know, that's when the ministry that I, the prayer call that I still do on Saturday mornings, that's what birthed that we came together and started praying. And we still do it, me and my sisters. And I'm so grateful that they are still on there, even after 4 years, because we know how powerful and how important prayer and seeking the Lord is. It makes such a difference in our lives. It really does. When you have good people that pray with you, pray for you, And I'm talking about on a daily basis, not just two or three times out the week. No, on a daily basis. This ministry here was birthed, I don't know for sure if it was right after the pandemic, but I know when I got on here, and it's been going full force ever since, Pastor and Prophetess Cantrell. They are serious about this ministry, and I'm so thankful for it because it has matured me in a lot of areas, because I had come from 2017, a lot of brokenness, divorce, son got in trouble. It seemed like everything was spinning around in a circle, and I didn't know what to do but turn to the word and to the Lord. And yeah, of course, my life is better now. Everything seemed to be pretty peaceful, but I'm not going to go back to not recognizing God and knowing it was Him that brought me through all those things that happened in my family, loss of job, some of my family members, and other people got divorced. But still, God has kept us and has brought us through all those situations. And I'm so thankful. Brought us through COVID. I had COVID. Allowed us, some of my siblings had COVID and allowed us to live on. And I'm grateful to Him for that. I really am. And I owe Him my life today. There's no turning back at this point. I'm stuck with Jesus and He's stuck with me. And then I'm reminded what David said in Psalm 63, 1 and 2. Oh, God. Thou art my God, early will I seek thee. See, that's what he's saying. Early in the morning, seek the Lord. And he said, my soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I seen thee in the sanctuary. Yeah, get up early to seek him. He's waiting. He wants to hear from us. He wants us to realize that. Man, I'm the first thing on their mind in the morning time. You know, and then I remember when I was a young girl, when I used to date, when you first meet somebody, you couldn't get enough of talking to them on the phone. Be holding the phone on and just listening to them breathe. Now, don't you think God deserves more than somebody that be physical relationships? Yeah, he wants you to just relax in his presence and hear his breath come through to you and give you direction and wisdom on what to do. So, yeah, we got to fall all in love with God every day, over and over. Just it never ends. It's constantly a growing relationship. That's the way we should do. But that's what he wants from us. That's what he yearns from us to want to know more and more about him and his kingdom and his word. So as I prepare to close, I just want to say, you know, give you some pointers on how to put God first in your life. Seek God's guidance on every decision. You know, sometimes I know I still make decisions without seeking the Lord first. And most time that's not a good, it messes me up every time. But if I just say, hey, wait a minute, let me ask God, let me talk to God about this first. And most of the time, you know, it's going to work out right when you ask him and he directed, it's going to work out. But most of the time we panic when problems come. And that's the last thing we think about. We get hysterical, may get on the phone and call somebody. But no, just relax and say, Lord, show me what to do. Give me your wisdom. Give me your discernment on this situation. Seek his purpose, value and righteousness above personal desires or worldly things. Devote time to God in prayer time, Bible study, worship. Worship, you get intimate with the Lord. Oh, my God. When I tell you, I can put on a worship song, and Prophetess Cantrell sent me one the other day, and it just took me and her both in because it's such a peaceful. It's just like don't nothing else matter when you go into his presence, especially in worship and in prayer. It's such a beautiful relationship when you really tap into God and his word. Just walk around your home. You don't have to be in no church house to get in the presence of the Lord. Get down on your floor and just lay on your face and wait till you hear from God. It's such a beautiful, beautiful situation. And surrender control. Oh, man, that's one that I had to work on because I used to always want everything to be perfectly put in place. I wanted the situation to work out just the way I thought it was supposed to. But now we don't have control because we don't know everything. God is the only He knows everything. We just know with our little minds only what we know. So yeah, surrender control. Acknowledge that he knows what's best for you. Trust his word. Loving God above everything else, more than a job, more than a beautiful home, a car, even your spouse. You're supposed to love God over your spouse. I know that may seem shocking to some people, but you should. Because spouses come and go. They really do. Even over your children, grandchildren. We supposed to put him first. You know, he said, set your mind on things in heaven, eternal, not this temporary stuff that we are putting before him, the material thing. No, he should be first in everything. This is a lifelong journey, a daily walk of surrendering to his word and his will for your life. You know, the disciples gave up everything when Jesus started his ministry, and he picked them out 12, and they gave up everything to follow Jesus. Can we give up everything? Can we really say, Lord, I give up everything, and I take up this cross for you? So thank you all. I just wanted to give you all a few pointers tonight about how we can go about putting God first place in our lives and everything that we do. And it's a beautiful life. It's a peaceful life when you put him first over everything else. It's a really beautiful life and a peaceful life. You don't wrestle. Not, like I said, it's not a daily thing that I do everything I'm supposed to do. But when I don't, I suffer the consequences. And know, oh, my God, let me get into the presence of the Lord, because when I try to go in myself, it messes up every time. So God bless you all. And I hope everybody got something out of the lesson. Amen.